From KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota, this is Fine Tune. Hello, I'm your host, Wendy Nordquist, here with an hour of fine music tonight. It's all about George Gershwin. Born 123 years ago in 1898, and though he only lived to the age of 38, he left a gigantic legacy. It's estimated his music has been used in more than 500 films and television soundtracks, and I'm sure it's much more. Right now we're hearing from An American in Paris, the musical work that inspired the film of the same name in 1951. We won't hear the entire 15-minute piece this evening, but you should check it out. Last year I did a show with Ira Gershwin, George's brother, who lived a longer life and was a lyricist for his long career. And this time we're focusing on the compositions, and it was such a large body of work, it was a little hard to figure out how to approach it. So I just delved into my library, which contains at least 400 versions of Gershwin songs, and selected a sampling for your listening pleasure this evening. And we'll start with a very early recording from a piano roll that George created in 1919. And they were recorded in the 30s. And we'll hear Novelette in Fourths to start us off.
Thank you. It is seldom that a dream comes true. To me it's clear that he'll appear. Someday he'll come along, the man I love.
Marian Harris from 1927 with the first recording of The Man I Love. And Marian was born in 1896, so she was 29 years old, or 31, when she recorded that. And she was widely known as the first white singer to sing jazz and blues songs. And I guess that is a bluesy jazz song. And we started with the 1919 representation via player piano role of George Gershwin at the keyboard with Novelette in Fourths. On this all George Gershwin edition of Fine Tune, I'm Wendy. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll turn to Bing Crosby, a big, big name himself in the recording world, technologically as well as musically. And we'll hear him from 1936 with I Got Plenty O' Nuttin'.
I got plenty of nuttin', and nuttin's plenty for me. I got no car, got no mule, and I got no misery. See, folks with plenty of plenty better have a lock on the door. Afraid somebody's a-gwine to rob 'em while they's out a-making more. What for? I got no lock on the door, that's no way to be. They can steal the rug from the floor, that's okay with me. Cause the things that I prize, like the stars in the skies, are all free. Oh. I got plenty of nothing. Nothing's plenty for me. I got my gal and I got my song. Got heaven the whole day long. Got my gal. Got my Lord. Got my song. I got plenty of nothing. Nothing's plenty for me. I got the sun, and I got the moon, and I got the deep blue sea. Deep folks with plenty of plenty got to pray all the day. Seems with plenty that you sure got to worry how to keep the devil away. I ain't a frettin' about hell till the time arrives. Never worry long as I'm well. Never one to strive to be good, to be bad, what the hell. As glad as alive. Oh, I got plenty of nothing. Nothing's plenty for me. I got my gal, got my song, got heaven the whole day long. Got my gal, got my Lord, got my
song. Me, a lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I've found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas and all, so lack-a-day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not for me. Thank you. for me. He'll plan a 2x4, but not for me. I know that love's a game. I'm puzzled just the same. Was I the moth or flame? I'm all at sea. It all begins so well, but what an end. This is the time I fell. I need a friend. When every happy plot ends with the marriage knot, and there's no knot for me.
Billie Holiday from 1959 with But Not For Me. Song written in 1930 for the musical comedy Girl Crazy. Well, researching a bit more about George Gershwin's short life, I came across this lovely blog posting from John Farr, F-A-R-R, posted 7 years ago on the occasion of George Gershwin's birthday, and I'll read from that. Just to give you a little more background, George Gershwin, born on this day in 1898, miraculously created a vast body of popular music in a very short time. His work ranged from pop songs to orchestral pieces to more than 30 musicals written for the Broadway stage, usually with his older brother Ira as lyricist. Add to this another 25 shows where Gershwin was hired to punch up a listless score, and you get an idea of how integral this wunderkind was to his era. Sheet music sales alone made him rich. Chances are, if you went out for a night on the town during the 20s or 30s, a Gershwin melody was in the air. George's prodigious talent was apparent early on. By age 17, he was already a figure in New York's famous Tin Pan Alley, selling songs to established singers. By 24, he'd composed the legendary Rhapsody in Blue, which the composer described as a sort of musical kaleidoscope of America, of our vast melting pot, of our unduplicated national pep, of our metropolitan madness. It's impossible to hear Rhapsody and not be swept away by it. Though Gershwin called himself a man of the time, his legacy not only endures, but grows. Artists ranging from Frank Sinatra to Amy Winehouse have recorded his work. Even Gershwin productions that were initially commercial failures, such as Porgy and Bess, have since become beloved slices of Americana. Tragically, a brain tumor snuffed out George Gershwin's brilliant flame when the composer was just 38. And though the majority of his work was first heard on the New York stage, his sizable impact on film is undeniable. And as I mentioned earlier, his works have been featured in over 500 movies and television programs, including 7 episodes of The Simpsons. And thank you to John Farr for that succinct description of George. And we'll turn now to a 1994 version of George's masterpiece, Rhapsody in Blue, from Larry Adler and George Martin.
Ah!
Rousing rendition of Rhapsody in Blue, written in 1924 by George Gershwin, and performed here by Larry Adler on the harmonica, what he liked to call the mouth organ, which he began playing professionally at the age of 14, and the orchestra conducted by George Martin, that version recorded in 1994, and interestingly to me, Larry Adler, who was born in 1914, was an early performer of George Gershwin's work, and it followed him throughout his life. And that piece has, I'm sure books have been written about this piece, how it came to be commissioned by bandleader Paul Whiteman for a concert titled An Experiment in Modern Music. He was seeking a concerto-like piece for a jazz orchestra, which was something new. And he wanted it in honor of Abraham Lincoln's birthday, I guess, in February of 1924. And within 1 month, George Gershwin had written the piece. And mixed reviews at first, as these things often have, but has gone on to be a hallmark of creativity and one of the most recognizable pieces of American music. And next, another American musician who has recorded so many of George Gershwin's pieces is Ella Fitzgerald, from the most well-known to the more obscure, and this one was lesser known to me. We'll hear Ella Fitzgerald from her collection of the George and Ira Gershwin songbook from 1959. Here she is with Somebody from Somewhere on Fine Tune.
When a body knows nobody, what's a body to do? Shall she weep and sigh? No, no, and I'll tell you why. Someday there must come somebody bringing heaven in view. So her courage she must keep as she sings herself to sleep. Somebody from somewhere will appear someday. Just from where, but he's on his way. I'll just keep on waiting till I toward me.
I was a stranger in the city, out of town were the people I knew. I had that feeling of self-pity. What to do, what to do, what to do? The outlook was decidedly blue. But as I walked through the foggy streets alone, it turned out to be the luckiest day I've known. Foggy day in London town. It had me low and it had me down. I viewed the morning with alarm. The British Museum had lost its charm. How long, I wondered, could this thing last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed. For suddenly I saw you there, and through foggy London town the sun was shining everywhere. I wondered, could this thing last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed. For suddenly I saw you there, and through foggy London town the sun was shining everywhere.
Fred Astaire with A Foggy Day, song he first recorded in 1937, in the first theatrical release of the song, and I don't remember what show it was from, but we heard another recording that he did in 1975. And we heard Ella Fitzgerald, who has a multi-volume set of recordings of the George and Ira Gershwin songbook. And there are at least, it's a 5-LP set. It's considered one of the finest vocal performances of the 20th century. Ella was 41 at the peak of her voice, and there were at least 60 songs, I believe, something like that. We heard Somebody from Somewhere from Ella, song from 1931, written for a film called Delicious, introduced by Janet Gaynor, I believe. We'll turn to a more contemporary recording, one from Nancy Lamott, a cabaret singer in New York City, passed away some years ago, but she'll tell you about the song you'll hear.
This is a very little known song by the Gershwins, discovered by Michael Feinstein a few years ago. Ask me again, who's the one I've begun to adore? Ask me again, who's the partner my heart clamors for? Who is the who has me tied in a bow knot, so that I know not just where I'm at? Who is it makes my friends all find that I've a one track heart and mind? Oh, ask me again, let me tell how I fell from the start. One look and then couldn't govern the love in my heart. Who is it I looked high and low for? Whom will I go for? My whole life through, please ask me again. Let me shout to the world, it's you. To say it's you. Who is the only one I fancy? Whom will I fancy my whole life through? Please ask me again. Let me shout to the world, it's you.
The beautiful Ask Me Again, a song that was discovered in the papers of George Gershwin after he passed away, and Michael Feinstein had been hired by Ira Gershwin to get everything in order, and that was a lovely discovery from Nancy Lamott in 2008. And next, what might be the most widely recorded Gershwin song, at least 2,100 versions are recorded in the Secondhand Songs database, and there are likely many that aren't recorded. We'll hear Willie Nelson and Leon Russell from 1979 with their version of the 1935 song that premiered in the folk opera Porgy and Bess. Here they are with Summertime.
Summertime, and the living is easy. The fish are biting, and the cotton is high. Your daddy. Rich, and your mammy's good looking, so hush, little baby, don't want you to cry. Some of these days rise up, smile, spread your wings, and take to the sky. Hush, little baby, don't you cry. Hush, little baby, don't you cry.
night no work has been done.
I know that
once you didn't matter, but now you're doing wrong. When you start to patter, I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy? Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, oh, won't you stop picking on me? Fascinating rhythm. Each morning I wake up with the sun to find at night no work has been done. Once it didn't matter, but now you're doing wrong. When you start to patter, I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away up and make it snappy? Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, oh, won't you stop picking on me? Fascinating rhythm.
Antonio Carlos Jobim with Fascinating Rhythm, first introduced by Cliff Edwards, Fred Astaire, and Adele Astaire in the 1924 musical Lady Be Good, and Jobim's recording from 1987. And it's 97 years old, but sounds fresh and current. We also heard Earl Klugh showing the value of a good melody with his version of Embraceable You from his solo guitar album of 1989. And that piece was written in 1930 for the musical Girl Crazy, introduced by Ginger Rogers. And we started off with Willie Nelson and Leon Russell, one of the thousands of excellent renditions of Summertime, written in 1935. Well, this show could go on for hours, but I see we only have 5 minutes remaining. So I think I will turn to Bill Evans Trio. And Our Love Is Here to Stay from 1966. I'm Wendy Nordquist. Thank you so much for tuning in to Fine Tune.